Luke's gaze was drawn to the strange radiance so powerfully that he found himself starting into the room without pausing to inspect the interior. He stopped 3 steps inside the hatch and corrected his mistake. Each level was packed with tall white equipment cabinets made of some carbon metal composite that Luke did not recognize. Arranged in neat rows, one to each level, the cabinets stood about shoulder height, with slanted tops that were identifiable as control panels only because of the red lights blinking on their surfaces. Wisps of blue and yellow smoke were rising through the edge seams of several consoles and gathering up near the ceiling in a multi-layered cloud. Though the floors were littered with cast-off clothes, containers, and a generous layer of well-tracked grime, there was no sign of the corpses their noses had warned them to expect. Luke sent Ben to investigate the front of the room, then descended to the first row and stepped over to the nearest of the white cabinets. Instantly, a holographic representation of the entire station appeared a few centimeters beneath the cabinet's surface, then slowly began to spin. Messages began to appear around the perimeter of the schematic, written in a strange flowing alphabet that Luke suspected even C-3PO would not recognize. When they began to blink and turn colors, he touched his hand to one. The hologram immediately enlarged to show the interior view of the store's hold, so overgrown with gray-green mold that the shelves looked like tall, rectangular trees. Luke stepped over to another cabinet, this one leaking yellow smoke from a tiny melt crevice flanked by blinking red lights. Again, a hologram of the station appeared. He touched his hand to one of the blinking lights. The schematic swung around, pointing the end of one of its long cylinders directly at him. A pair of circles, one green and one red, appeared over the cylinder. The green circle was fixed in the heart of the cylinder, while the red hovered a millimeter to the left, flashing and adding its own urgent voice to the clamor of buzzing that filled the room. It seemed clear that something important was out of alignment, but it would have been folly to attempt guessing what. Luke moved to the next row, where the middlemost cabinet had a long row of lights blinking down one side. This time, the hologram showed nothing but gravity vectors surrounded by words and figures in the strange alphabet. Eventually, he began to recognize the image for what it was, an arrangement of black holes. As Luke studied the holograph, he had an idea. To check his theory, he traced the route he and Ben had taken to this station, and his heart leapt so high into his throat he thought he might choke. There could be no doubt that he was looking at a chart of the entire Maw cluster. He touched the binary system where the station was located. This time, the hologram did not zoom in to give him a more detailed view of the immediate area. Instead, the image rotated, swinging the binary system around to the back of an egg-shaped grouping of black holes, so thick that he could no longer find it through the tangle of letters and gravity vectors. As Luke studied it, he noticed a crescent-shaped gap adjacent to the binary system where there were no letters or vectors at all. He touched a finger to the top of this area. Half a dozen sets of gravity vectors began to blink red, outlining a long crack in the otherwise solid shell of black holes. One at a time, a copy of each readout appeared in a corner inset, surrounded by letters and figures he did not have the faintest hope of deciphering. Luke had no idea what any of this meant, and he was beginning to have the sinking feeling that he really didn't want to. He was jarred from his thoughts when Ben's startled voice sounded from the front of the control room.
Ah, Criff, this is bad.
What's bad? Luke snatched his lightsaber off his belt, then force-leapt over 3 rows of equipment and landed next to Ben in the front of the control room. Be specific. Ben's gaze swung toward Luke, his face pale and his jaw hanging slack. He raised a hand and pointed out into the darkness between them and the writhing mass of purple light.
Bodies, he said. Lots and lots of bodies.